message today is winning the game of my life. And I'm all trapped here. You know what I'm going to do? How about this right here? If I jump down there, will it be too hard on you? Would it be hard on the camera? You sure? If I stay here, what's that mean? Roger has to tell me things 3-4 times. How many saw the brand new billboard on Placida Road? You saw that billboard. Woo! Can we praise the Lord for that this morning? When you love on people and you reach out to people, people, especially when in their time of need and you don't expect anything from it, a lot of times God will do something special. And that's what happened. Someone has donated, that is their billboard, and they donated that billboard in honor of one of their loved ones that they love so dear so that they can reach souls for Christ. Amen? Came to see me. Isn't that awesome? And they were interested. She was interested. And let's get that logo of that church up there and the service times. Let's get them into church. Amen? So that's what we're doing on that big old billboard. I know it's sort of a plain thing. It's just that big red oval in times, but that's why we did it. Amen? But God's good to us. So winning the game of my life. Let's go with it, Raj. Today's your first time with us. I use that big old screen up there. And you can get any of these notes online. And you can also watch this message again. Or you can hear it, online, hear it on radio a little bit later. It comes out again. So it's there for you if you want to dig a little deeper with me. It's going to be a little more brief message today because of our time. Winning the game of my life. Today is Super Bowl Sunday. And those two teams right there playing. The Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. But something is unusual this year. Rarely does this ever happen in the Super Bowl. What? Here's what rarely ever happens. The number one defense, the Seattle Seahawks, Sherman. Remember him last week? 2 weeks ago? Don't you be disrespecting me! Don't you disrespect me! I'm the greatest! Always been the greatest! Don't disrespect me! How many saw that? I didn't do it justice. Don't you disrespect me! Do it. There he is right there. But you know what? When you're the number one defense all year long, I guess he can talk some smack, can't he? Sure. Number one defense going against the number one offense right here. Peyton Manning. Oh, boy. A little bit of difference between those two fellas. One has a little more class. But he's a little older, a little wiser, but I don't ever really remember him ever doing nothing like that, do you? Peyton Manning, certainly at his age and coming through the surgery he went through with the neck and basically Indianapolis got rid of him after he had won a Super Bowl and, but yeah, that's pretty rough. But he's come back to be the number one offensive player of the year, just voted on yesterday for that. It's really incredible, the records that he put up this year. You might not know football. We're not going to talk about it a ton. But you know what? A lot of us do like it. Amen? How many like football in this room? Can I see your hand? I'd say that 2/3. Amen? But this is the day we're on. This is Super Bowl Sunday. You see it everywhere. Over 100 million people are going to watch this game. All right? Anyway, so you got the defense in the offense. Can we go ahead and get a little practice? Are you ready? Come on. Defense! Come on! Defense! Help me now! Defense! Come on! Defense! One more time! Defense! Come on! Defense! I coach at Lemon Bay High. I'm not the main coach by any means. I don't make calls. I don't do anything like that. My number one job is motivator in chief. And I'm on the sidelines. Now, I talk to the kids, to the young men, before they go on the field. We're blessed. I'm blessed to have that opportunity to live in America, to live in a community where a guy like me is allowed to come in and talk to the football team. And they don't ever tell me what I have to say. Nothing like that. So I talk to them. Usually some kind of scriptural life principle about winning. And then we'll go on that field. Then I'm on the sidelines. I'm not just sitting there praying for them. Hey, oh, I pray for y'all. No, I'm not like that at all. I'm like, when they're on the sidelines, I'll grab them on a jersey. Hey, get in the game! What's wrong with you? Look at the game! What are you standing there for? Say. And my main job's, come on! Defense! Come on! Defense! Come on! Defense! How many have ever heard me do that at one of the ball games? It's a true story. But then let's say this. Here we go. Come on. Offense! Come on! Come on, y'all pitiful. Come on! Come on! Now those are my two favorite things to chant. But when Lemon Bay gets a little lead sometimes, I've watched the fellas get cute. Instead of it being defense and offense, they'll go LBHS. LBHS. Now that's what the cheerleaders say, dudes. That is not us, okay? You hearing me? So it's really all about offense and it's all about defense. I want you to think with me now. You might say, Clark, what are we doing here? I thought we were having church. We are. Now, almost every player in tonight's game will say this right here. This is the game of my life. Probably 90 to 95% of players in the NFL never get to play in this game. This is the game of my life. But I'm going to tell you something. It isn't. They don't know it. At this point, they think it is. Most of them are young. Now, Peyton's getting on up there, you know. But most of them are young. And they're going to live life. And they're going to face a lot bigger challenge in life than this ball game tonight. And you fill in the blank what those challenges might be. You've faced a lot of challenges in your life, a lot of struggles. And you know life can be tough, can't it say? How many would agree with that? Life can be really, really tough. Life can be a little bit harder than a football game. Can I see a hand on that one? A little bit harder than a little football game. I want to talk to you about that tonight. But there's similarities. Let's look at it. Winning the game of my life is a much bigger deal. And it's played on a much bigger stage and a much larger scale. Winning the game of my life. You notice how I didn't put your life on there? Because your life is your life. Your life ain't my life. Did you understand that? Yes or no? Your life is your life. And my life is my life. And winning the game of my life is the biggest deal ever. And I want to be a winner at life. Did you hear me? No matter what life brings, no matter what I go through, I want to win at the life that I have. I want to talk about that today. What can I do and how can I do that? Well, we're going to go to the Bible. Three of my favorite verses. Certainly the top two. The one and two that we're going to see, but also verse three. Some of my favorite verses. I would really encourage you to memorize them, circle them, write them down, put them on the fridge, do whatever. These are awesome. Winning the game of my life, Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of what? I already said it, over 100 million, if not more, people will watch this game tonight. Okay? Big, big, big deal. For a lot of people. But your life is being viewed by more, in my view, than 100 million. Wherefore goes back to chapter 11 of Hebrews. That's chapter 12, verse 1. It goes back to that great hall of faith where it mentions Moses. Can you believe that? And Abraham. And Isaac and Jacob. Heroes of faith. People who made it. People who won at the game of life. Did I say they were perfect? Say. No. If you ever think you got to be perfect to win at the game of life, you're already deceived right there. Y'all listening or not? These were not perfect people, but they won at the game of life. And God mentions them in that great hall of faith chapter in Hebrews chapter 11. But now listen, that list is growing. Millions and millions now who have followed Christ, who are now on the other side. People like my mama are in the stands watching me. I believe that with everything. And you can try to argue with me all you want. I ain't going to listen to your argument. I believe it. I believe they can see. I believe mama can see me. I believe she's my biggest fan. She was here when she was on this earth. My mother's life 20 years ago was taken by my stepdad who murdered her. And she immediately went into the presence of God. And I tell people, I live life now for two people, me and mama. And you might think I'm kooky. That's fine. Me and mama are going to be all right. All right? But I know that she's watching. We are surrounded with a great cloud of what? Watching the game of my life.
And some of us, we get so down, we get so, and I know what it is to hurt guys, but we sort of check out and we don't realize, man, life's all you have. It's all you have, man. Living life. Relationships, loving people, how you treat others. Loving your young'uns. Doing the right thing. Say that with me. Doing the right. One more time. Doing the right. Why? Because it's your life, man. And they're watching. They're not judging you. They're cheering you. They're cheering you. Can you imagine Moses cheering you, say? Can you imagine? You know, I can't do it. I can't. Moses is like, can you hear him down there? Yes, you can. Do we even think like that, guys? Say, we should. That's the Bible. Is that the Bible or what? Sure it is. Wherefore, seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. So, there's a lot of fans in the stands, man. All right? But, when it comes to winning the game of my life, I want you to see this. There's a lot of talent on both sides of the field. Now, we already said that. Now, we see the number one defense against the number one offense. But in the game of your life, in my life, there's a lot of talent on both sides of the field. What do I mean? I call him number 58. 1 Peter 5:8, or number 58. Be sober, say it with me. Be what? Vigilant, because you're who? Adversary, the devil goes about as a what? Roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. Number 58. Oh, he has a lot of talent at destroying your life. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Oh, he can come at you with a lot of stuff. And 58 is usually a number for a linebacker. You know what a linebacker does? They're coming to clean your plow. He's coming to knock your head off. Especially a middle linebacker. How many remember years ago Chicago Bears, the eyes of Mike Singletary? Can you remember those eyeballs? And whether you like him or not, names like Ray Lewis. You remember these kind of names? Say. Sure you do. People kill you. Number 58, Satan, the devil, coming at you. Are y'all? Have I lost you yet? But wait a minute. There's a lot of talent on both sides. How about this one? Number 44. That's usually a fullback's number. A fullback doesn't get given the ball all the time. That's your running back. But a fullback, a lot of times he's making the hole for the running back. Did y'all hear me, yes or no? That's number 44. You are of God, little children, say it with me, and have what? Overcome. Come on now. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the... Oh yeah. So what is it, 58 or 44? There's a lot of talent. I mean, if you want to lose at life, you can, and he will absolutely destroy you. But if you want to win at life, as a believer in Christ, you can. Did you hear me? Yes or no? But you can be a Christian, and I know you're going to go to heaven. I believe that. You're a believer in Christ, and you can still, you know, have life just not so hot and, you know, just sort of, you know, whatever. I understand that. That is not my attitude. I do not want that to be my attitude. I don't want to just get in. The Bible says, save so as by fire. You know that old scripture say? No, 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 no. You can get saved. I can do that. Or you can be victorious. Yes or no? You can be a conqueror. Yes or no? You can make a difference. You can be a light. You can be salt. You can change the world. Yes or no? Absolutely. So it's up to you. Number 58 or number 44. A lot of talent on both sides. Have I lost you so far? Now the fellas, you with me all the way, ain't you? We having football talk, ain't we? I got this guy. Come on. So, you can be a victim or you can be a what? One more time. You can be a victim or you can be a what? You can be a victim or you can be a... Winning the game of my life. So here we go. Game time. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. And we'll keep it in the, how can I do that, Pastor? How can I win the game of my life? Well, we've already talked about it a good bit, and we've laid the skeleton now. It ain't a whole lot different than football. Number one, say it with me. I must have a what? One more time. I must have a what? And can we say it a little louder? I must have a great. You want to win the game of your life, have a great defense. Where do you get that? We're going right back to the Scripture. Hebrews 12:1. But say that with me. Come on. Defense. Come on. You're rooting for your life. Your life. Your life. Come on. You got to have a great defense. What's the Bible say? So we saw we got all these witnesses that are watching. Even Moses. And my mama. My mama will knock you out. I'm telling you. Come on. Have a great defense. Let us lay aside every what? And the sin which does so easily beset us. I call that a great defense. I call that a great defense. Lay aside things in your life that is going to cause you to not win at life. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Yeah, but I want it. Well, then you just want to be a loser, don't you? Say. Yeah, it feels good. Well, great. You're great at losing. I can't lay stuff aside for you. You have to lay aside stuff for you. And the sin that's besetting you. Lay it down, man. A great defense. You know, you can say what you want to, but offenses score when defenses make mistakes. Blown coverage. How is he so wide open? Well, he ain't that wide open, fool. Somebody made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Defense. 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 You can do this and you must do this for you. Couple of thoughts. Make right choices. Say that with me. Make right choices. One more time. Make right. Can we just get some agreement in the room with some hands up? How many of you really screwed up part of your life along the way? Not saying screwed up now, but you certainly screwed up part of your life by making the wrong choice. Can I see your hand? How many just screwed up your life royally? I mean, you just went in the tank. Wait, put your hand down, brother. How many screwed up your life royally by making the right choices? Well, look at that, see? Come on. You know what helps me? I just put this up here. Hate what God hates. I don't want to be no hater. Okay. Hate what God hates. And this is just something that helps me. And you can see this all through the Bible. It's not that complicated. Pop it up, Raj. Here's Proverbs 6, for example. These six things doth the Lord hate, seven are abomination. A proud look, pride. A lying tongue, lying. How about that? Hands that shed innocent blood, violence. Don't you hate those things in your life? I'm telling you, just those three right there would help you have a better chance at winning at your life. Yes or no? How about this? A heart that devises wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift running to mischief. Getting in trouble. Bar hopping. Have at it. Are you listening or not? Say, I know that's ugly, guys. But if you're on my team, I don't want you doing that. Did you know the Super Bowl is played with two teams of grown men making millions and millions of dollars, but last night, every one of them had a curfew? Did you know that, yes or no? Well, Mom, I can't believe I got to come in at this hour of the night. Well, that guy making $20 million has to be in at 11. Because they want to win, don't they? You see the difference? See, we don't want to win at the game of our life, so we make bad choices and bad decisions, and they just turn into excuses and excuse making. And there's plenty of excuse makers in the world. You can have your own club. I don't want to be a part of it. You listening or not? A false witness, a gossip. Did you realize when you keep your mouth shut about talking about other people, you're winning at the game of your own life? Yeah, these are good things. He that sows discord among the brethren. We don't do good at playing church here at Fellowship. I'm going to put you on notice right now. If you're here today and you want to come to a church and sow discord and run your mouth, you have done run into the wrong house. You understand? God didn't call me to referee fights. He called me to reach people for Jesus Christ. You hearing me today? Praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. My life matters more than that. You're a pastor. You're just supposed to do that. No, I ain't. My name's Gary Clark. Spell it right. Two R's and I ain't doing it. I'd rather spend my time wise. And you read the Scriptures. That's the problem. Most of them don't read the Bible. Read the Scriptures. There's all kinds of good teaching there. Amen. So, how can I win at the game of my life? I must have a great what? Defense. Did you get the point? Yes or no? Well, what's point number two? Who's going to take a wild guess? I must have a great what? Offense. Come on, here we go. Yeah, I must have a great offense. Can you say it with me? Come on. Come on. Come on. One more time. Yeah. We're going with the Bible still. So we see the witnesses, millions now, watching the game of my life. We see the defense. Lay aside that weight and that sin that's besetting you. And look at this. Give that ball to the runner. Look at it. And let us what? Does that sound like offense to you or what? Say. Does to me. Let us do what? Run with patience the what? Race that is set before who? Yeah. The race that's set right before me. I'm to run that race, the race of my life. Offense. 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 Keep looking. Just three little thoughts about offense. Here's Paul writing. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect or mature. I'm not. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He's like, buddy, no, I ain't perfect. And I ain't arrived yet. But you know what? I've been captured by Jesus. And the thing that captured me is the thing I'm going to try to capture back. And I'm going to run after Him. Did you get that? Yes or no? Keep looking. Got us a crying baby. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I ain't there yet. But this one thing I what? Do. Forgetting those things which are behind. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. Say it with me. Come on. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So what's a good offense? Here it is right here. Pop it up. Forget. I can't catch. I dropped the last ball. Would you hush up because I'm throwing it to you again? That play didn't work last time. Well, it didn't work because the blockers weren't doing their job. We're running it again right down their throat. Don't you worry about that last play. This is this play. How many know that's true about life? You've got to forget, guys. You've got to forget. You've got to forget. Not asking you to be stupid, but there's certain things that we just keep bringing up. We keep reminding ourselves that we're a failure, that we can't make it, that, you know, I'm not loved. Who will love me? I can't do this. Who will... Guys, you're killing yourself. Forget it. You listening? It's part of offense, man. Reach! 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 Dig deep inside yourself, man. We can win this game. It's 4th and 1. And we're going for it. And we're going to win. You ever heard talks like that? Sure. Reach, man. Dig deep. How many ever said that before? Dig deep. Dig deep. And every time I hit myself, I hurt myself. I'm getting old. You cannot keep beating yourself like this, Clark. Reach, man. And the last thing. Press. Press. Say that with me. Press. Come on. Press. Come on. Press. Come on. Press. This is about your life. And I don't care. So what?
don't be surprised if you just have a wasted life and your life's just a disaster. You've got the opportunity to press for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. One day you're going to see Him. One day you're going to get there, man. And the millions that you're going to see one day, they were there. They were cheering for you. They believed for you and in you. But you did not believe in you. And you could be so much more than you are. And could have done so much. And you could have reached so high. You hear me or not? So you got to have a great what? Defense, you need a great what? Well, that pretty much sums up football. No, it doesn't. Oh, no. Tonight, who will win the game? It's up to the prognosticators now. Oh, I think years past, the team with the greatest defense always wins by like 0.3 points or whatever. I'm going to tell you the way I feel about it. Who's going to win tonight's game? You got the number one offense against the number one defense. This is Gary's opinion. And if it doesn't work on this one, then you better call your bookie quick. Here we go. I'm sorry. I'm terrible. I always like to say things just in case you're going to judge me. You get plenty of opportunities when I preach. I don't know. I heard he said so-and-so. No, he did say it. Here we go. Come on. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Here's the secret weapon. I must have an inspirational coach. Did you know it's not just about those guys that are playing the game tonight? It's about coaching. And it very well will come down tonight to which team is inspired the greatest from their coaches. Neither of them have home field advantage. Amen. Think with me on this. The greatest coaches, say that with me, win the what? Say it one more time. The greatest coaches win the biggest games. It's just the truth. The greatest coaches win the biggest games. And it's no reason why when a great coach has won a Super Bowl and he goes to now being an announcer for ESPN, every year his name comes up. Wonder if we can get John Gruden. Wonder if we can get Bill Cowher. Well, Don Shula's too old to come back now. Maybe Bill Parcells will give it. Jimmy Johnson. Are y'all listening or not? Sure. It's interesting to me they didn't name the Super Bowl trophy after a football player, did they? They named it after, what's his name? Vince Lombardi. Oh yeah. Of all the great football players, you'd think they'd have named it after a football player, huh? But no. They named it after the coach. One of the greatest, most inspirational coaches of all time, Vince Lombardi. It's the Lombardi trophy. You might say, Clark, what are you doing? The message has gone south on you. No, it ain't. There it is. Look at these guys. Shula, Johnson, Gibbs, Walsh, Parcells, Dungy. Oh, we could keep going with coaches. Roger had to do this for us. Of course he did. Roger said the greatest rivalry of coaches that ever existed was between Bo and Woody. All I ever remember about Woody Hayes was when he knocked that guy, slapped that guy, hit that guy at Clemson. Remember that? No, it wasn't. It was Clemson. Yeah, it was Clemson. It was orange, though. Absolutely. What am I talking about? Stay with me. Don't go too far. There they are. There's tonight's coaches. Bill Carroll and John Wall. John Fox. Okay, Carroll and Fox. Okay? Pete Carroll and John Fox. Now, if you just look at these two fellows, you would say the most inspirational coach is Carroll. You really would. This guy runs up and down the sidelines. He's 62 years old, looks like he's 45. You know, he's just, you know, and he's in the game and he's young and he's fiery. So you think you'd give it to him, the most inspirational coach. But something happened to John Fox. He lost a Super Bowl when he was coach at Carolina. there could be a little fire in that belly of his, and he might not think he has too many more chances at it. You understand? But also, something happened to Fox this year. Who can remember what happened to John Fox? He had a what? Had a heart attack. But did he come back? He came back. He came back. John Fox is back. Look at him all skinny looking. Could it be he will inspire his team to dig deeper tonight? Because they see a coach had a heart attack this year. And we're going to do something extra special for John Fox. So if you want to know what I think is going to happen, I think that's going to happen. But there you go. Give me part of the money. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Stop. Here we go. Let's go back to the Bible. What's that got to do with the message, Clark? Verse 2. I must have an inspirational coach. Looking unto who? The author and finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He despised the shame. He's now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider who? Jesus, that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you get weary and faint in your own mind. Isn't that good preaching? That's good preaching. A great defense, a great offense, and an inspirational coach. Guys, look to Jesus. When you think you can't make it in your life, you can make it. You still got to have a good defense, and you got to run that ball. We can't do it for you. But listen, you get encouragement and you get hope because of your Savior. You have the greatest coach ever and who will ever be, Jesus. Are y'all listening to me or not? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of what? No reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he what? Humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the what? Cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every what? Tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is what? Lord, to the glory of God the... You can't get a better coach. You understand? You can't get a better coach. See, you have every chance to win the game of your life. Did you get it today? It's up to you. If you want to win. What's cool about fellowship? And from my vantage point, I get to see a lot of winners. I know things about your life that others might not know because you share them with me. And I look at you, and I'm so proud of you. I love being surrounded with winners. Amen? And it's okay if you're struggling. I'd rather be surrounded with winners, not whiners. And if you think you're a loser, you're not. You just think that. You just think that. Jesus loved you. He gave His life for you. Crazy people like me and all the volunteers today set up everything. And they did everything that we do today. And the singers traveled and they sang because you matter. You have value. Winning the game of your life. I hope you got it today. Let's close with one last little pep talk. It's game time. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than Nike. Yeah, that's the Greek word, Nike. N-I-K-E. Nike. Conquerors. Every time you see that swoosh, that's you in Jesus. You're a conqueror. And all these things were more than conquerors through Him who loved us. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. How are you feeling about the game of your life? You should be encouraged. Amen? I'd say you got better than a fighting chance at winning. Amen? Say, come on, step up to the plate. I played baseball a lot. And I had a black coach named Mr. Covington from the country, like I was. And when I would get up there, I could really hit the ball. And he hated it when I looked at a third strike. And you'd hear him on the sideline grunting. Clark! Quit being a wallflower! You're sitting up there looking all pretty. Quit being a wallflower with your life. Sitting there looking all pretty. There's pain in your life, struggle in your life. How about hit the ball? Say. How about at least if you go down swinging. Amen? Say. Come on. Come on. Let's praise the Lord. Winning the game of my life. Praise the Lord. Amen.